with a global pandemic that is clearly something that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as I mentioned earlier today, we can get into a debate about the details, the micro details about Hashkacha Pratis, and does every little thing happen, that every time you catch a cold, is that from Hashem? Is that nature? We could debate that if we want. But certainly something that is affecting the entire world, has killed 2 million people until now, has infected tens of millions, and is destroyed the economy, and really wreaked so much havoc. So something global like this is obviously beyond debate in terms of that there's Hashkacha here, that Hashem has some type of plan, that there's something going on. And sure enough, when just as we have developed the vaccines, so all of a sudden there's these mutations and the questions, does the vaccine really work? And the question, you sort of, you know, you don't feel it as much with taking an aspirin or taking a Tylenol, but maybe when it comes to this, maybe we feel this pull, this struggle, this battle between, on the one hand, Hashem is clearly sending this illness to the world for whatever reason, we don't know why. On the other hand, man is trying to fight back and develop the vaccine against it. And it almost is like Hashem is pushing back. You know, there's a mutation, there's that mutation, there's this mutation. And is the vaccine going to really work? So the question is there something theological going on here? Is there a problem with taking a vaccine? Are we meddling maybe with God's plan? Maybe God's doing something. Maybe we should just be davening. Maybe we shouldn't be taking vaccines. So let's begin. Let's take a look at this sugya. And it begins with a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. V'chi yirivun anashim v'hika ish es re'ehu ba'evin o be'egro v'lo yomus v'nafo l'mishkav. So there's a fight and someone injures somebody else. Im yokom v'salich b'chutz al mishanto v'nika hamakeh, rak shifto yitain v'rapo yirapeh. So this pasuk is the source for some of the tashlumei chovel. We know that there's special payments that are made when a person damages another person. There are 5 payments that are made. Nezek, Tsar, and Repoint, Sheves, and Boshes. So here we have Shifto Yitain, what's Sheves? That's when you have to pay him for his loss of work. And Virapo Yirapeh. And he shall surely be healed. And we learn from here that there's a chiyuv to pay for his medical bills. If you punch someone and you damage them, you give them a wound, you break their leg, so you have to pay for their loss of work, and you have to also pay for their medical bills. V'rapo yirapeh. The Gemara in Brachos learns out something from this pasuk. Amar, where Gemara Brachos Samach Amid Aleph. Amar Rav Acha, second source on your sheet. Hanichnas lahakizdom, someone who's going in for bloodletting, which was at that time considered a medical procedure, he should say the following. Yehi ratzon milfonecha Hashem Elokai, shia esek zeli lerufua v'tir po'eni. This process that I'm about to undergo, it should be for me a good refuah, and it should heal me. Kikel rofe nemon ata, because you are the healing God. Urefuascha emes, and it's your refuah which is true. Lefi she'ein darkan shel b'nei adam lerapos elishenagu. Now seemingly, this seems to be, you would think this is the Gemara speaking, but as we're about to see, it sounds like this is part of what we say. Lefi she'ein darkan shel b'nei adam lerapos, because it's not really the way of people to be going through healing, to heal. It's not what people are supposed to be doing. El shenagu, but they do. That's the minog. The minog is to go to doctors. The minog is to engage in medical practices. But it's not really darkon shel b'nei adam. Amar Abaye, says Abaye, lo leima inish hachi. You really shouldn't say this last part. The Tani debate Rabbi Yishmael, why shouldn't you say the statement that says, Hashem, you're the real doctor, and we really shouldn't even be going to doctors. But we do. So what can we do? We do. It's like a concession, it sounds almost like. We shouldn't really be doing this, but everyone does. It's not ideal. So says Abaye, don't say that last part. You know why? Because Tani Debarebi Yishmael, Virapo Yirapeh, the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Mikan Shenitna Rishus Lerofe Lerapos. From here we see, Virapo Yirapeh, that the Torah gives Rishus to doctors to heal. So you see in the Gemara certainly at the beginning sounds like going to doctors, taking medicine is not ideal. That's what it sounds like in the beginning. And then along comes Abaye and says, no, mikan nitna reshus l'rofe l'rapos. Even that lashon, from here we see the Torah gives permission to the doctor to heal. Even that lashon sounds like it's not 100% ideal. You have permission. The Torah gives you permission to do it. So, what are we supposed to take out of this Gemara? So if you take a look at the Ibn Ezra, there's a famous comment to the Ibn Ezra. This is a big sugya. We're not going to talk about everything. There's a famous statement by the Ramban. The Ramban writes, in the end of Parshas Bechukosai, the Ramban writes that the ideal level is that a person shouldn't go to a doctor, that when we're operating on a certain level, so that any illness that we get is because of a sin, and therefore, on a certain ideal level. And then, therefore, we should be going to the Navi, or we should be going to the Tzaddik, to daven, and to figure out what sin we need to be attacking in order to be healed. But everybody, almost everybody writes that Ramban is really talking about on a very ideal level, Yimos HaMashiach, that's not no gam nowadays. So there's a big sugya, and there's lots of different opinions. But I'd like to focus today a little bit on the Ibn Ezra, at least begin with the Ibn Ezra, because the Ibn Ezra has really an amazing statement. Take a look at the Ibn Ezra on that pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. V'rapo yirape le'os shenasan rishus lerofim lerape. From here we see, this is quotes the he's quoting the Gemara, that there's rishus given to a doctor, but it's only lerape amakos v'aptsoim, inflictions and wounds, shiyiro bachutz, that can be seen from the outside. However, kol cholishu bifnim beguf, but any internal disease, biyad Hashem lerefuoso, that is specifically in the hands of Hashem to heal you. V'chein kosev, and so we see in a pasuk in Iyov, ki hu yach'iv v'yachbosh, it's Hashem who gives illness and then brings healing. Or the pasuk by the king, Asa, Melech Yehuda. It says in Divrei Hayamim, Gam Bechelyo Lo Dorash Hashem Kiyim Berofim. It criticizes him. Why does it criticize him? Because he didn't go to Hashem. Instead, he went to the doctors. So says the Ramba, says the Ibn Ezra.
It's hot now.
Wait.
Can you?
I really appreciate it.
If you give me one, also, I like
the
more fireplace.
It was set on like 80 degrees.
Okay,
that sounds
like
okay. So again, this amazing lashon hara of the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says, when our pasuk says you're able to heal, go to a doctor, mikan rishus l'rofe l'rapos, so that's talking about afflictions, wounds that are able to be seen on the outside. But any internal disease, that's biyad Hashem, and he quotes two psukim. Now the Ibn Ezra's comments are very well understood on the pasuk in Mishpatim, because what's the pasuk in Mishpatim talking about? Two people that get into a fight, someone punches someone, he breaks his leg, he gives him a wound, so you have to pay for the doctor bill. Says the Ibn Ezra, yeah, you see in the pasuk that the Torah gives rishus, meaning he's reading the pasuk and he's reading the Gemara's heter, Chazal's heter, in a very minimalist way. The pasuk, oh, it's a chiddush, ein bo el chidusho. Where does the pasuk say it? It says it by an external wound. So by an external wound, a wound that you can see, that's where rishus is given to the doctors. But if it's an internal wound, no. What's a shot in this Ibn Ezra? How come external wounds are okay, internal wounds are not? So I think there's a couple of ways, but we'll suggest two ways to read this Ibn Ezra, if you look inside the text of the Ibn Ezra.
What about brachos?
What about
brachos? Bloodletting is an internal thing.
Well, the question is, why are you doing that procedure? Is that procedure being done to heal something external or something internal? So he's learning that's the...
But that's not what bloodletting is. Bloodletting is for internal diseases.
I don't know, I'm not an expert.
You put leeches on you.
I know, but I thought the idea was that, like, you know, some guy has, like, gangrene on his body, and they think it's some problem with his blood system, so therefore they're taking the blood out in order to heal. I mean, the wound is an external wound, that they're... It's not that, like, he just isn't feeling well, and they don't know what it is, so they're bloodletting. They see he has a problem. You know, he's got something growing on his arm, he's got, you know, he's coughing. Those are seemingly external things. Again, I don't know. You have to define, what does this mean, external, internal? Is coughing internal? Is coughing external? So hold on 1 second. Let's just try to get a little bit of a running start here. So the same idea is quoted by Rav Yonas and Eibshitz in his Perish on Shulchan Aruch, the Crazy Uplacy. So he writes that also this chiluk between external wounds and internal wounds. Now the Ibn Ezra is a Risho, early Risho. Okay, lived in the 1100s. We have Rav Yonas and Eibshitz lived in the 1700s, much later. Perish on the Shulchan Aruch. But he also writes a similar way. And he says why. He gives an explanation. He says, you know why you can only go to doctors for external things, not for internal wounds? Meaning when there's something clear, external, you could see it, so you can go to a doctor. Because the doctor can look at it, he can analyze it, we can figure out what works, what doesn't work. But internal things, internal illnesses, things that are not able to be seen, so how does the doctor know? So he's just guessing, he's using his medical knowledge, but it's just an educated guess. Better just to rely on Hashem then. That's what Rav Yonas and Eibshitz says. So according to Rav Yonas and Eibshitz, and if that's the pshat in Ibn Ezra, this is really just a practical thing. It's a practical thing. You know, a broken finger you go to a doctor for because the doctors can figure out how to fix a broken finger. It's external. It's very obvious. You know, there's no inner issue going on. So you just put on a splint and you tie it up and you give him some painkiller and he's fine. So we can go to doctors for things like that. But to go to a doctor for an internal illness when we don't even know what it is, and what, he's going to start cutting you up and chopping you up, and he doesn't know what he's doing either because it's internal. He can't see what he's doing. So don't go to doctors. It's better to try to let the illness, you know, the doctor's probably going to end up killing you. Just let the illness run its course. Hopefully you'll be okay. Daven a lot, and hopefully you'll get by. You know, you have like some type of rheumatic, you have some type of fever or some type of, plague is striking, and no one knows what to do with it. So you can go to a doctor, and he's going to try to chop you up and figure it out. Just let it run its course, and hopefully everything will pass. If that's the pshat in Ibn Ezra, so then we can say that nowadays, so then the Ibn Ezra seemingly doesn't really prohibit doctors from healing, because nowadays everything is seeable. What do I mean everything is seeable? You have an internal disease. We do a CAT scan. We do an MRI. We have we can analyze your cells in a laboratory under a microscope, and we can see that when you give, you know, Lo'aleinu, when you give the chemotherapy, you see what the chemotherapy does to the cancer cells. So we understand that it's not just a bunch of doctors shooting in the dark.
What about Masorah?
So, what do you mean?
Isn't the Masorah not to go to that then?
So, that very much depends on where the Ibn Ezra was coming from. If the Crazy Uplacy is the Pshat in Ibn Ezra, that it's just a question of technical things.
I'm saying just because
it's technical. No, he wasn't saying you can't go to doctors for internal things. He was talking about things that the doctors actually understand, as opposed to things that the doctors don't really understand, and they're just making educated guesses. It's an amazing piece from Rav Nachman. Not all Breslovers, but there's some Breslovers that are not so into medicine, modern medicine. You know, some of them might go just like with a more holistic, earthy approach to things, but they're not so into modern medicine. And I imagine some of them, at least, might connect it to this piece in the Sichos of Rav Nachman that I put on your Makoro sheet. Right? It's morning sitters. Usually Nachman is Rav Nachman, the Dayan from Nahardo, right? The Gemara of Nachman. But today, Rav Nachman in Shir is Rav Nachman of Breslov. And Rav Nachman here is very outspoken against Rofim v'doktorim. Take a look at the first line. Minyan doktorim v'refuos. I have a lot to say about this. Ma'od, ma'od. Anyone who cares about the life of himself and his children. Yisrachik ma'od b'tachlis harichuk. From refuah. Stay away from doctors. But then when you keep reading, and you have to realize, where did Rav Nachman live? Rav Nachman is living in the Ukraine in the 1700s. So I don't know how many great medical universities there were in the back country of Ukraine at the time. And there are a lot of people who can go around, because we have it nowadays, you can imagine what they had back then, go around and be like, oh, yeah, I'm a doctor, yeah. Pay me this amount and I'll give you, drink 3 cups of this and do 4 jumping jacks and all your diseases will go away.
Can you take that?
There were always doctors like this. So says Rav Nachman, and you keep reading the piece, it's very clear in Rav Nachman, he's not fundamentally against refuah because it's like an emunah problem. He says, the doctors kill people. They don't know what they're doing. You're much better to just leave things in Hashem's hands than to try to go to a doctor. So Rav Nachman, who people claim Rav Nachman was against medicine, it wasn't coming necessarily from a Hashkafic place, at least in this piece. In this piece, he says that they just don't know what they're doing. And he says, especially the doctors here, they don't know what they're doing. So don't rely on them. So if this is all the Ibn Ezra meant, like Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, and like maybe even Rav Nachman is writing, so then nowadays when modern medicine is not just like taking stabs in the dark, this is not just like, oh, you know, take some chicken soup. My grandmother told me that chicken soup can heal any problem. No, they're looking under the microscope and they're figuring things out and they do tests and they're able to see and they can do an MRI and they can see exactly what the problem is. So then, seemingly, we would even argue that Ibn Ezra wouldn't be against going to a doctor nowadays for internal diseases either. That's one way to learn the Ibn Ezra. Things that you can see and analyze and actually treat based on knowledge, as opposed to things that you don't see and you don't analyze and you just are sort of stabbing in the dark. There's another way to learn the Ibn Ezra. And that is man-inflicted wounds as opposed to God-inflicted wounds. Again, let's look at the context of the pasuk. The pasuk is not talking about a guy who was just going around his business, you know, going to work, and all of a sudden he came down with a horrible disease. It's talking about someone who got in a fight and he got punched and his leg got broken. There, the Torah says, you're allowed to be healed by a doctor. Why? Man inflicted, so man can fix. But by a God-inflicted wound, what are you meddling with God's business? Take a look at Rabbeinu Bechai, because Rabbeinu Bechai seems to quote this. Umash Amar Azal. So he also says bachutz as opposed to bifnim, but he throws in this line about how when it's internal, it's not up to you, it's up to God. So it could just be, like we saw in the more practical approach of the Snipeshits, listen, something that's internal, better to leave it beyond Hashem. But one could make the argument that what the Rebbeinu Bechai is getting at, or what Ibn Ezra is getting at, is that there's a fundamental theological issue between something that was man-inflicted, and therefore, if it's man-inflicted, it's man's job to heal, as opposed to something that's God-inflicted. If God gave me the illness, what are we getting involved in trying to meddle with God's plans? He made someone sick, so let him deal with the problem. To do this, the Ibn Ezra returns to the Shita a couple of times. This is the famous Ibn Ezra. But there are a few other places where the Ibn Ezra says this same Shita. If you take a look in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Beis Yud, the Pasuk says like this, Rabim Machovim La Rasha, an evil person has many pains, V'aboteach Bashem, but someone who relies on Hashem, Chesed Yisovavenu. He's always surrounded by chesed. Says the Ibn Ezra, the same Ibn Ezra on that pasuk, Haboteach Bashem, Shelo Yishan al Harofim Ka'asa. He doesn't rely on the doctors like Asa did. As we mentioned, Asa was a king of Yehuda, and he got sick, and the pasuk says that he was not Doresh Hashem, rather he went to the doctors. So the Ibn Ezra says, Haboteach Bashem is someone who doesn't rely on the doctors. Vidah. What does that mean? Which pasuk? The pasuk in Mishpatim. The pasuk in Mishpatim is not matir to go to a doctor. Rak mimakas ben adam. Only if it's a man-inflicted wound. Here he says it almost explicitly. Ki Hashem levada hu rofe Yisrael. Because in general, who's the rofe Yisrael? Hashem. Urefuaso, and how? How do you get healed by the greatest doctor, Hashem? L'chazek nafshu l'hosif al yiroso, to serve him, fear of Hashem. So here the Ibn Ezra says it almost more explicitly, that the heter apostok in Pashas Mishpatim, v'rapo yirapeh, is only by man-inflicted wounds. It's another apostok in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Ches, a few prakim later. Hashem, negdecha kol ta'avasi, David HaMelech is speaking here when he is sick, and he's suffering with an illness, and he says, Hashem, towards you are all my desires. Ve'anchasi mimcha lo nistar. And you know my grieving, my pain. Says the Ibn Ezra. What does this pasuk mean? Levadcha Hashem, with you, kol ta'avasi, ulai echyeh. My desire, my hope for life is all on you. Lo neged harofim. Not with the doctors. I'm not relying on the doctors. So the Ibn Ezra explains two psukim in Tehillim, that David HaMelech is turning to Hashem and saying, I'm not relying on the doctors. I'm relying on you. Interesting, just as a side note, just if we really are going to take the Shitas Ibn Ezra and run with it, just we're going to, you know, getting ready for Purim. Purim spirit. Right? We're 6 weeks away from Purim. So if you take a look, the pasuk in Esther says like this. This is after Esther was by Achashverosh. Ubechol yom v'yom Mordechai misalech lifnei chatzer beis hanashim ladas shlom Esther umaye yaseba. Mordechai used to walk up and down outside the palace to make sure that everything was okay with Esther and what was going on with her. What would you think that pasuk means? Hey, he wanted to make sure she's okay. Whatever, just make sure nothing's happening to her. Ibn Ezra has a very strange comment. The Ibn Ezra explains, Imi tzricha l'rofim. Does she need a doctor? Is she okay? Does she need a doctor? Now, according to the Ibn Ezra l'shitaso, you're not allowed to go to doctors for regular God-inflicted illnesses like a cold or something. When are you allowed to go to doctors? Only man-inflicted. So I think the Ibn Ezra is saying that Mordechai was concerned that what was happening to Esther. She was getting beat up in the palace, right? So he was going to check, does she need a doctor? What do you mean a doctor? According to Ibn Ezra, a doctor only means for man-inflicted wounds. It must be that Mordechai was choshesh, that something, maybe she was getting hurt or abused or something like that in the palace. So an interesting, just a note about the Ibn Ezra in terms of his Lashitaso. I just want to share two more makaros, then I'll take the questions because that's going to be the end of this first section here. There is a Mishnah in Kiddushin. If you know any doctors, so maybe learning Mishnayos Kiddushin is not a great choice of chavrusas with them. Mishnah in Kiddushin, very end of the Masechta. Look what it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. The end of Kiddushin talks about different professions that people should go into, should consider. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishmo, Hachamorin Ruban Rishayim. Donkey drivers, most of them are evil. Gamalim, people who are camel drivers, Ruban Ksherim. Most of them are good guys. Safonim Ruban Chasidim, people who are boat sailors. Thank you, sailors. Many of them are Chasidim. But Tov Shibarofim, the best doctors, Legehenim. They go to Gehenim. The best doctors go to Gehenim. The best doctors. I wonder where the worst doctors go. Although there's some who say, no, it's Dafka the best ones. Dafka the best ones. Look at Rashi. Why Tov Shibarofim? Enu Yare Min Acholi. He's not scared of getting sick. Machalo machal briim. He knows how to eat well. You know, he eats properly. And he takes all his vitamins. You know, he's a doctor. He knows what he's doing. V'eno mishaber libo lamakom. And therefore, he never feels vulnerable in front of God. He feels like he's invincible because he's the doctor. He knows what to eat. He knows how to make sure that everyone's going to be healthy. His family's going to be healthy. He doesn't ever turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't feel that vulnerability. And that's maybe why it's the Tov Shibarofim. The average doctor, so he's so average, he's not so great. But the best doctors, so they're the Balei Gaiva who think that they're in control. That's the Mishnah in Kiddushin. So if we wanted to make a list of anti-doctor sources in Chazal, so we would start with Ibn Ezra. What are you doing? You're meddling with God's plan. Then we've got the idea that medicine, people who are good at medicine, so it breeds haughtiness and a lack of dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's take a look at one last thing, which I think is from today's Daf Yomi. Any Daf Yomi guys here? I think it's today Pesachim Nun Vav, Nun Zayin. It's right around. That's right around where Daf Yomi is up to. So the Bryce is quoted in Pesachim. Tana Rabbanan. Shisha Dvarim Osa Chizki HaMelech. Chizki HaMelech did six things. Al Shlosha Hodolo V'al Shlosha Hodolo. Of the six things that he did on his own decision. He decided to do it on his own. Three of them, the Chachamim said, good job. We agree. And three things, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Gemara there is talking about, there were things that the Anshei Yericho did and the Chachamim agreed. But I think this is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al Shlosha Hodolo V'al Shlosha Lo Hodolo. What were the things that he did? He was Girer Atzmos Aviv Al Mita Shal Chavolim. Okay, his father had sinned a lot, and therefore he disgraced his body after death, instead of giving him like a real royal funeral, in order to bring a kapara to him. So that's a bold thing to do. The Hodolo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I agree, that was the right decision. Kitei Nachash Nechoshes, he chopped up the Nachash Nechoshes. And number three, he was Gona Sefer Refuos. There was some Sefer Refuos, there was some book that had all of the Jewish Mesorah of how to be healed. It was all of the great ways to be healed, and he hid it away. Now why in the world would he do such a thing? So take a look at Rashi. Kidichsiv atov be'enecha asisi, v'yamrinam bebracho, shegine sefer refuos, why? Lefi shaloya libam nichna l'acholim, el misrapim miyad. Nobody who got sick got worried. because they just went to the magic safer refuos, and boom, they were better. So therefore, Chizkiel felt this is very bad for Klal Yisrael's Yira Shamayim. Everyone gets sick right away, they just get better. Hashem sends illnesses to people to help them to do tshuva, to make other people do tshuva. Illness is a very central part of life. It keeps people on their toes. Chizkiel thought it was not a healthy thing, and therefore he was gonez the Sefer of Fools. So up until now, if we would stop the shir now, what time is it? If we would stop the shir now, so, oh my gosh, we might have to stop the shir now. That would be very bad. If we stop the shir right now, so we're all going to walk away saying, doctors are bad, no one take the vaccine. I mean, you can if you don't want to have any Yira Shamayim, and you want to be a Baal Gaiva, and you want to go against the Rishonim and against Chazal. But not everybody learns this way. And number one, we have to begin with the Tosfos. I'm sorry, I know there were questions, but we're running out of time. There's an amazing Tosfos, Tosfos in Bava Kama, where the Gemara quotes this line of Mikan Nitin Rishus Laro for the Rapos. It's the Gemara in Kiddush, in Bava Kama, Peyam and Aleph. Tosfos there asks the question, why does the Torah say Virapo Yirapeh? Right, we made reference this morning. Azov Tazov, or Aser Taser. Why this double language? So if you learn it's just Dark and Shabbanel, then that's how they speak. Okay, so we don't learn anything into it. But if we learn that there is something to learn from the double language, why did the Torah just say, could have just said Virapo? Why does it say Virapo Yirapeh? So look at Tosfos. And if you know the Ibn Ezra, so now the Tosfos is beautiful. Look at what the Tosfos says. V'im tomar v'omirapeh l'chudei shamin alei. I could have learned that there's a din of paying ripoy, or that there's a heter for doctors to heal just from using the word once. What do I need it twice for? V'yesh lomar to have a mina. I might have had a have a mina. That hani mile makabi de adam. Maybe it's only a makabi de adam, because that's what the pasuk's talking about. Aval choli ababi de shamayim. But a choli that comes from Hashem, kishemirapeh. When you go to the doctor, it's nira kisoser gzeiras amelech. It sounds like you're trying to go against God's plan. You're meddling with God's plan. Kamash malon, virapo yirapeh, double heter. You're not only allowed to heal external wounds that were inflicted by man, but you're even allowed to heal wounds that were inflicted by God. That's not considered going against the gzeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's almost as if Tosfos was responding to the Ibn Ezra. And it's not an impossibility. The Ibn Ezra was a wanderer. He had a few children who passed away, I believe. He wandered. He went on a self-imposed gullus after that. And he wandered from city to city. And the legend is that he traveled through France. That we know, that he traveled through France. But the legend is that he met Rabbeinu Tam. And he and Rabbeinu Tam spoke in learning when he passed through Ramrup, to wherever Rabbeinu Tam was at the time. And it could be then that this Tosfos is mamish referring and responding to the sheet of the Ibn Ezra. Obviously, it's just a conjecture. It doesn't say anywhere in here that he's responding to the Ibn Ezra. But in general, when Tosfos says, don't say X, it usually means it's because someone is saying it. And here you see that the Balei Tosfos are responding and saying that, you know why it says Virapo Yirapeh? To tell me not only man-inflicted wounds, but also God-inflicted wounds. The Rashba, we're not going to read it inside, the Rashba says the same thing, learns pshat like Tosfos. Probably, though, the greatest proponent of medicine was the Rambam, who himself was a doctor. The Rambam, he writes here in a Sefer HaKatzeret, which is from the Rambam's medical writings. And this is on a treatise that he wrote on asthma and other type of respiratory illnesses, I believe. So he writes like this, HaChosid HaShote, the foolish chosid, right? Meaning the overly, the chosid shote is the overly pious person, right? Chazal talk about a person who won't jump into a river to save a woman because he's concerned of tznius. So if he won't save and she drowns, that's a chosid shote. You're trying to be overly frum and you don't know how to direct it properly, and therefore you're a fool. So the chosid shote, hamoes bezroso shel rofe, who despises any medical help. Vinishan rakal ezros Hashem, and he only relies on Hashem. He's domil ish harav, he's comparable to a hungry person who hates eating bread. And he says, I'm not going to solve this disease called hunger by eating. That's denying God's role. I will sit back and wait for God to heal me from my illness called hunger. That's obviously foolish.
Ocean guy.
What?
Ocean.
Like the guy in the ocean, right, with the helicopter, exactly. But it's even more extreme, the Rambam. Right? You're all familiar with that story, right? Yeah. So there was a guy who was drowning in the ocean, and he davens to Hashem, Hashem, please save me. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a helicopter comes, and the guy drops down a ladder and says, you know, climb on. And he's like, no. Hashem's going to save me. So he doesn't get into the helicopter. And the helicopter guy flies away. And sure enough, the guy drowns. And he gets up to Shemayim. And he says, Hashem, why didn't you save me? I davened. And Hashem said to him, who do you think sent the helicopter? Right? So, okay, there you go. I already liked it. Very good. So too, here, you have a person and he's starving. He is suffering from an illness. It's called hunger. He's really hungry. And there's a piece of bread on the table. And he sits there with his mouth open and he goes, and he waits. And he says, I'm waiting for Hashem to help me. And I refuse to take things into my own hands and eat the bread. I will wait for God's help. He says, that is the person who won't go to the doctor. Who do you think gave the doctor the seichel to figure out the medicines? Who do you think it is who gave us doctors and gave us the ability, the medical knowledge and the ability to heal? It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Rambam, and the Rambam in the next piece in Perish Mishnayos and Maseches Pesachim, he makes reference. This is on our Mishnah that we read from Daf Yomi. This is on that statement of Chizkiyah, even though it's in the Gemara there. So the Rambam comments on it in the Perish Mishnayos. And he says, I need to speak about this because I think there's some people who think that, and he might be referring to Rashi, he says, there are some people who think that the reason why Chizkiyah was gonazed, the Sefer Refuos, is because people were not relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, I don't understand. Why is taking medicine called not relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, I don't understand. You think when someone's hungry, v'yelech al halechem, and he eats, and he ends up getting healed from his hunger, you think such a person doesn't rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Of course, that's no problem with that. He says, therefore, I'm odelo. I, says the Rambam, I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehimtzi lirefua, that he provided me with this medicine in order to heal my illnesses when I end up getting healed. It's not a stira to relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as you realize that the medicine came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sure enough, when it comes to Psak, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that of course you have a chiyuv to go to a doctor. The Taz even writes that as soon as the Gemara says there's a reshus to go, so it becomes a chova. Because once there's permission to go to doctors, now you have a chiyuv. Ushmartem od l'nafsho seichem. Now you have a chiyuv to go to doctors. Rav Avadjan at Tshuva asks, so what about Ibn Ezra though? Doesn't Ibn Ezra say it doesn't apply in all situations? So he says, first of all, Ibn Ezra is against all the poskim. Oh, but there's a Rabbeinu Bachai, and it's against the poskim. It's one thing you want to say a pshat and a pasuk. The poskim all don't come out like that. He says, in addition to that, Ibn Ezra, we have a Masorah, the Ibn Ezra was not a posek. I mean, it's not that it's one posek versus everyone else. He was not a posek. So his voice is not registered in terms of halacha, says Rav Avadjan. Very interesting, the father of the Avnei Nezer. So he has a tshuva where someone asked, Kimli, am I able to say I'm not going to doctors? Because I rely on the Ibn Ezra. Are you allowed to say Kimli like the Ibn Ezra? I hold like the Ibn Ezra. And I'm not going to a doctor. You're allowed to do such a thing. I understand it's a machlokas. I understand there's a Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens you have to go to doctors. But can you say that you hold like the Ibn Ezra? We know once in a while you're allowed to say Kimli regarding certain situations. So he writes that he brings up the possibility that maybe it's okay if you're dealing with internal diseases. But the Birkei Yosef writes that it's absolutely usher. First of all, it's Yuara. And it's Somchan al Anes. Not only be Somchan al Anes, it's Gaiva. You're not going to go to doctors. Everyone else in the world goes to the doctors. You're going to say, no. Hashem's going to heal me directly. I don't need to go to doctors. And in the Tshuva from Rav Avadjan on this, so he quotes from the Sefer Shevet Yehuda, Ibn Verga, of Shlomo Ibn Verga, who lived at the time of the Spanish Inquisition. Or the expulsion, really. Not during, also the Inquisition, but the expulsion. And he was expelled from Spain in 1492. And he wrote a sefer called Shevet Yehuda. He writes a lot about the suffering in Spain. And one of the things, amongst other things, that he writes is that anyone who doesn't want to go to a doctor because of this Ibn Ezra is a chassid shote. And not only do you have to go to doctors, but you have to go to the best doctors. You have a chiyuv to go and find the expert. Find out who's the best doctor and go to that person. Now this Ibn Ezra, though, even if we don't paskin like it, I think it raises a very important hashkafic issue that I'd like to address. I know I'm going to go over for 2-3 minutes, but I just want to... I'm already 2 or 3 minutes over. Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm just going to take 2 more minutes. I just want to end off, which I think is a very, very important hashkafic point. I'm not going to do all the sources inside. I'm just going to mention them to you. And that is that the Ibn Ezra's point still doesn't go unheeded. Unheeded, not listened to. And that is that we do have to realize, and this will help us with Tov Shebarofim, that it's not really a problem, the Mishnah of Tov Shebarofim, nor the Geniza, even if you learn like Rashi, the Geniza of the Sefer Refuos. The Pasuk says by Asa that he was not Botech Bashem, rather with the doctors, which makes it sound like, and there's a little bit of a dispute about this, but it sounds like he put all of his faith into the doctors. And this is what Rav Avraham ben Rambam quotes in his Parashan Chumash in the name of his father, the Rambam. He says that the Rambam learned Pshat in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Ora gever sher yiftach ba'adam. Cursed is the person who puts his faith in man. Then it says at the end of the Pasuk, Umin Hashem yasur libo. And he strays his heart from God. That the problem is not relying on man. The problem is relying on man and straying from God. The problem is when you put all your faith in man and you write God out of the picture. And it seems like, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to codify this, he says that's the reason why we have this tefillah. The reason we have this tefillah before we do a medical procedure is in order to remind ourselves that going to the doctor is like eating the food. Going to the doctor is because that's our hishtadlus. But if we for a second think, thank God for Pfizer, and now we can finally just get past this horrible disease, and it's all over. And we don't say, thank God that God inspired the people in Pfizer, that God gave them the chachma to be able to figure out. He gave them the siyata d'shmaya. Who knows when one of those developers was sitting there over his Petri dish, and he could have analyzed something this way, he could have analyzed it that way. If he analyzed it this way, it would have pushed the whole process off 4 months later. And because he got the siyata d'shmaya to analyze it in the right way, boom, 4 months earlier, we were able to get the vaccine that's going to save millions of people. So is the vaccine something we should look at and say this is going against God? Not at all. The vaccine is something that we can look at and we can say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for even though you sent us the Makkah, you also are sending us the refuah. And we should be thankful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be... And that's why Tov Shebarofim is referring to the people who don't see God's hand. If you're this amazing doctor and you see yourself as Tov Shebarofim, maybe we can learn Pshat. You look at yourself and you say, oh, this is all me. You should see my hands in the emergency room. I'm amazing. And you say that this is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is me. So that's the reason why Tov Shebarofim the Gehenim. Because you think you're the one who's providing people with life? You're the Shliach. So, Emir Tzashem, we should all be Zoche. The Rabbeinu Bechai writes on the Pasuk that Shom Somlo Choko Mishpat Vesham Niso. The Rabbeinu Chai writes that the pshat in that pasuk, the nisayon, was medicine. He writes, that's the nisayon. Medicine is an area where we all know if you don't have life, you don't have anything. You can skimp in other areas. If you skimp in medical, in medicine, so you don't have life, you're gone. It's an area where we have to realize the tremendous value of medicine, but at the same time, never lose faith, or never lose sight, excuse me, of the central and primary role that Kadosh Baruch Hu plays in healing. Everyone have a great day.